This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Within a couple of days of announcing a $2.2 million donation to 20 schools throughout the Chicago Public School District, this might sound very familiar to you, Chance the Rapper announced yet another square on his humanitarian quilt. Chance has spent the last several years becoming a bastion of Chicago area arts and education, continuously finding fresh ways to augment schools around the city through his social works nonprofit. Back in March, we reported on his $1 million donation to the district after receiving a lot of, quote, vague answers to questions concerning education funding, and just yesterday we talked about his latest donation. Now we're talking about his latest announcement, the Twilight Awards, an annual award show to recognize, quote, teachers, parents, principals, and students that convey leadership in Chicago area schools. The show won't be a small affair either, as Chance has promised a fleet of incredible guest performances, and the event will be hosted by CBS late night host James Corden. Last month, we discussed the sudden, premature upheaval of Old Settlers Music Fest from the Salt Lick Pavilion grounds to their new space outside of Lockhart. As of yesterday, that story has gone from fairly standard festival fodder to juicy Austin music chisme. The news came out yesterday that former Old Settlers president Scott Marshall and production manager Ryan Britton are organizing the Driftwood Music Festival, a competing event touting the identical sound of Old Settlers, even going as far as to call itself a continuation of the Old Settlers experience on their website, and taking place on the exact same weekend. Despite the overwhelming similarities, one big difference between the festivals is that while Old Settlers is a not-for-profit operation, the new Driftwood Music Festival is for-profit. The executive director of Old Settlers, Jean Spivey, said she learned about the new festival from current volunteers who had been contacted by Driftwood for potential help. Spivey received word in mid-August that the festival would have to relocate a year early, but DomainMonger.com reveals the domain name for the Driftwood Music Fest was purchased on July 27th, further muddying the waters as Marshall remains under contract with Old Settlers until April of 2018. And now, the two festivals begin to compete for lineups and ticket sales. On the part of the artists, in a statement from Shiny Ribs frontman Kevin Russell, aka the longtime signature act of Old Settlers, says he doesn't like the position a lot of artists and audiences will inevitably be put in, noting that making a point to hold the two festivals at different times of the year, quote, creates more work for the artists and the employees. For more Soundcheck music news, visit our website at KUTX.org. I'm Taylor Wallace, Jack Anderson is our producer, and this is KUTX.